Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
They got one shot at it. No pressure on the quarterback. He's got time to heave it. There's a whole pack of people there, and it's incomplete. And there's no flag. And the Broncos have their signature win.
Somebody get Jim Nantz some hot tea. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns have pulled off a trade. We got ourselves a quarterback swap in the National. The Browns are 1-4. They have benched Joe Flacco. They went to Dylan Gabriel. We'll get to him in a second. I thought he played okay in London. But it's the Bengals who are 2-3 trying to save their season within the division who are bringing in Joe Flacco. When Joe Burrow went down a couple weeks ago, they said, we're fine. We got Jake Browning. A couple of years ago, Burrow went down. He played very well. Who will keep us in the hunt? Fast forward 3 games. They've lost all 3. Their offense has been terrible. He's got 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, including 3 picks in a game they lost to the Lions this past week. It was his second 3 interception game. He's had at least 2 picks in 3 of 4 games he's played in this season. And so, Danny, they're going away from Jake Browning, presumably. I don't think you trade for Joe Flacco if he's not coming in there to start right away. They're going to try to save their season. If you could get to the playoffs or just be in the convo when Burrow comes back in the middle of December, it's worth whatever you've got to give up. And all hands are on deck here. So their idea is they're shopping, and Joe Flacco was the guy. I don't know why they didn't call the Giants for Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. I don't know if they called Atlanta for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, who knows?
Joe Flacco's the answer. They think he's an upgrade over Jake Browning, and they're in operation save this year until Burrow comes back to put the cape on.
And if you're Cleveland, yeah, that's what you do. Sure. Who cares? Right? We stink. We know it. We're playing kids. We got 2 different ones that we drafted this year. You were a placeholder, Sam the Eagle, and you can go somewhere else for a late round pick.
40 years old, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Been retired, I think, 6 different points.
Yeah.
He just keeps coming back and playing more. And he keeps adding to the resume. What a career, by the way.
Seriously, what an odyssey we've been on since he got drafted out of Delaware.
Odyssey?
No, and this is an odyssey.
Audio?
No. So audacious? You're thinking of one part audacious, yes. One part odyssey, and you put them together and you get?
Odyssey.
That's it.
But you're forgetting audio.
Right. Exactly.
Ravens, Broncos, Jets, Browns, Colts, Browns again.
Browns again. It's the second Browns.
It's Browns again that pops me for Joe Flacco. And now, Bengals for the former Super Bowl champion. I get it. I think this is the right play. I was actually texting with, who was it the other day? I think it was Guylo, matter of fact, one of our listeners. He's like, is it crazy to you that the Bengals are just going to let their season go up in smoke with Jake Browning? And I was like, yeah, I can't believe it, actually. They lost to the Vikings 48-10, weren't close. They lost to the Broncos 28-3. Weren't close. They got pummeled by the Lions 37-24.
And that looked closer than it was. That was, 28-3, Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl.
Weren't close. I mean, they have had no chance. Now, they have bigger problems than quarterback, or right. I should say a lot of other problems outside of quarterback.
Correct.
Defense is bad. Running game has been completely non-factor. Offensive line is not good. Pass protection stinks. All of these things are not good for the Bengals. But you got Ja'Marr Chase. You got T. Higgins. You got Chase Brown out of the backfield. You should be able to move the football through the air if you can get a point guard at quarterback. And with Green Bay, Pittsburgh coming up on the schedule, those are 2 very difficult games. I think you got to try to split those 2. B, beat the Jets, beat the Bears, go into your bye, and if you could be 3-1 in your next four, now you're 5-4 going into the second half of your season, and you got a year.
So let's
have a season at that point.
I generally just shy away from this sort of thing, but I understand the point here. And that is, as you said, it's an AFC that's kind of shallow. The top teams are teams like the Colts and Jacksonville at 4-1. How sustainable are those things if you're a team like Cincinnati? Your own division is kind of part of like the Red Sea. The Ravens are terrible. I don't think you'd do this if the Ravens were beating the hell out of people and we're going to win 14 games again. And, you know, if Pittsburgh was good or, you know, whatever. But you look at their schedule, they got the Steelers twice, the Ravens twice. Both of those teams now look, the Ravens especially, look terrible at this stage. Now, who knows what it's going to be like in 2 months, but here's kind of the point. If you can tread water, and I don't know that Flacco's the best option, they certainly think he is, or maybe the price was too high for one of those other Jags that was readily available just to be a caretaker until your star comes back. But if you're in the hunt two or three games back at the end of the season, if and when Joe Burrow can return, it's worth a late-round pick. Giving up something high would have been blasphemy to me, but it's not. It costs nothing. So, you know, it's not something I'm excited about. It's not like I can't wait to see old Joe Flacco throw it to T. Higgins, but I get the move.
Yeah, for the Browns, it's the biggest no-brainer ever.
Of course.
Because Dylan Gabriel started for you, already made his debut. You're not going back to Joe Flacco barring an injury. And if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel at this point, then you could just turn the reins over to Shedeur Sanders because you've got two guys you drafted who are young for this lost season where you're a bad football team. You can kick the tires on those two guys. Gabriel, so far, has played in three games, three touchdowns, no picks. First start against Minnesota.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
He sailed a few balls. Here is my assessment on Gabriel, having not seen a lot of him. So I'm readily admitting I don't really have enough file to go hard in the paint with any takes on Dylan Gabriel yet. My guess is, based on his height at 5'11", he's going to sail a lot of passes. This is like a geometry angles thing, where he's got to throw it over the line of scrimmage. If you're not Drew Brees and you're not really, really good at getting into throwing lanes and finding these pockets between big linemen, you're throwing uphill to kind of get where you need to in the middle of the field. And oftentimes, guys like that, you think Sam Howell, some of these undersized 5'10", 5'11", 6-foot quarterbacks, they end up sailing a lot of passes, it feels like. So I'll bet you that's going to be a thing. When he missed, that's how he was missing. And in the middle of the field, that could be dangerous for interceptions to safeties. But by and large, I thought he was in command of the offense. I thought he looked athletic and mobile and moved and did some good things in the pocket. And he made pretty quick, solid decisions against a very, very good defense and one of the best coordinators he's going to have to deal with. If you told me before that game, sight unseen, he's going to go 19 of 33 for a 190, two touchdowns, no picks. Almost everything will be around the line of scrimmage till his last drive. He'll push the ball down the field and hit on a couple of deeper throws. I would have said, take that and never ask a single question.
Yep.
And try again next week when it's not Flores and the Vikings. This was a B-plus performance for me.
I thought so.
Like a kid quarterback. So I was very impressed.
It sounds like a very lazy comparison, and I'm aware of what it sounds like, but I actually think it's pretty good. The way he plays reminds me of Tua. I know he's left-handed. I know he's Hawaiian, and I know that's not like it doesn't blow you away with arm strength, but it's that kind of fit, right? Where it's he doesn't move around unbelievably well, but it's like just enough. There's a little bit more athleticism maybe than you'd think. He is not going to be a frontline starter, I think, ever at any point, in my opinion. Now, that could, of course, that could be shoved on and he turns into the Renaissance player for Cleveland or something like that. I'm not betting on it. But there's a little bit of Drew Brees to it as well, and I think that's once in a, you know, a millennium type player, a guy who got better when his arm got worse once he left San Diego at that point, and his shoulder was a problem and nobody else wanted him besides Miami and Sean Payton in New Orleans, and that match was made in heaven. I don't think we'll see something like that again for you know, at least for the time being. But there was an intelligence to what they did there to combat Brian Flores and company and all the blitzing and all the different coverages and mixing and matching. They made it easy. Now, a defensive coordinator knows that you're going to want to make it easy, but they still found a way to do that, kind of that live chess match. I give them a lot of credit for setting him up for at least some success to start off a really difficult matchup out of the country against Minnesota.
Kevin Stefanski is not a former coach of their year for no reason. I mean, he can coach offense. I've talked to Kirk Cousins about him in the past. It's been a couple of years. It's been a while. But I know he always thought from his time with him in Minnesota that he was one of the better coaches in terms of putting quarterbacks in a good spot, yep, getting you a good plan, making sure that you're comfortable with everything. And by the way, he has, you know, been a two-time coach of the year, 2020 and 2023. So, like, this is a guy with chops. And you and I have talked about his job security and what that's like now because they made the big Deshaun Watson transaction. I don't think that has anything to do with him. If not for that, I think his resume in Cleveland would actually look okay. But it happened. That has ruined that organization in the short term. And now we'll see how he can develop and groom these young kids, namely Gabriel and then also Shador Sanders, if and when he gets a shot. But I just think the Browns getting a fifth. So the terms were Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick to Cincinnati, fifth-round pick coming back to Cleveland. If I was a Browns fan, I would be thrilled about that.
100%.
Flacco was about to play 14 games as a very, very jaggy, like 19th to 21st best quarterback in the league. And you're moving him in a late rounder for a fifth round pick. And you get to watch the kids that are more athletic. Sign me up. Let's do that every single time. The Bengals, though, does he give you a better chance than Browning? I think he will play better than Browning has played over these 3 weeks. I have to imagine Browning would have played better than Browning had played in these 3 weeks. He was so god-awful. But they must have seen enough to go, we just can't go
forward.
This
is not competitive.
They're 31st in offense. They are 31st in running the ball. They're 27th in throwing the ball. Is Jake Browning the reason they can't run it? I mean, they're averaging 3.1 yards per carry, second to worst in the NFL. Jake Browning has something to do with their sack rate, but Joe Burrow was also getting crushed, hence him not being available right now. I mean, they're bottom eight in the league in sacks per pass attempt right now. And then we haven't even talked about the defense, which is 27th out of 32 teams and, you know, 29th against the pass. So if they think Joe Flacco is going to solve everything, they're wrong. But if he gives you a better chance to win, then it's worth doing. All you got to do is still have a shot when Burrow gets back, whenever that is. I'm guessing with 3 or 4 games left at best.
Yeah, that's best case.
2 games left.
Yeah, that's best case. If you're, again, if you're mathematically within the hunt, it costs you a pick swap between 5th and 6th round. I'll do that 1,000 times out of 1,000. But
wouldn't you have rather had Jameis Winston from the Giants? And I don't know who costs what or whatever, but
right, if all things are equal,
he's buried at 3rd on the depth chart. Mm-hmm. Jackson Dart is your starter. Russell Wilson's your backup. I mean, the Giants wouldn't have taken a 5 for Jameis Winston. I bet you they would.
It depends on what you want and what you need. In other words, for me, if I want a little more YOLO, I want someone who's going to throw that 50-50 ball to give Jamar Chase or T. Higgins a shot. Maybe they were just tired of all the turnovers.
Who gives you a better chance to win more games until Burrow comes back? Joe Flacco or Jameis Winston? I would think Jameis.
I would think Jameis, but both teams are going to be in the game, and he'll, you know, 9 times it'll be good, 8 times it'll be horrendous, and we'll get that 30 for 30 season. Or like he's like it's home runs and stolen bases, except it's touchdowns and picks. Maybe they wanted more caretaker. Maybe they wanted someone that's just going to check him into the right play. You know, as you said, play point guard. Again, I'm thinking working back from the result.
Possibly, but nothing about that team suggests that will work. Again, you cannot run the ball.
Yeah.
Your weapons are on the outside. To me, anything that you're able to accomplish is in the passing game through Chase and Higgins, right? That's not a caretaker. That's a get the ball out to the edges. Let's throw the football here. I think Jameis would have been a really interesting fit there, but they decided on Flacco for whatever reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.